All right, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on East Eddie Stargate. And I've got another great guest tonight. I've got John Vivanco, and he's a regular on the show. And he has righthemispheric.com if you want to check out his website. He does remote viewing. He's done a lot of workshops here, and he's got one coming up, I believe, on the 8th. October 8th. We're going to have another remote viewing workshop, and these are just amazing. You know, go to eastedi.org if you want to find out more about the remote viewing workshop, or go to his website at righthemispheric.com. But there's so many things we want to cover. I kind of want to cover a little bit the debate, you know.
Yeah, and we probably should.
Yeah, I think we need to cover that. I know a lot of people get upset. They want to talk about UFOs and spirituality, but this is spiritual. This concerns everybody. But I'm really curious. When I saw him walk out, he looked like a robot. Biden.
Oh, okay.
When he came out, his hands were up. It was almost like something out of Mr. Roboto or something in the beginning.
It's probably the dementia. And I don't know what kind of dementia he has, but he clearly has it.
Yeah.
And I know, like Parkinson's, for instance, you can get really weird and stiff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he came out.
And what he has.
And I go, whoa, what was this? You know? And then now they're finding out he was wearing an earpiece. There was an earpiece, and his whole ear was covered over and makeup on it. So you couldn't see the earpiece.
Did you see, too, that?
But you could see the wire.
His eyes were a different color.
Yeah.
They were dark. They were, like, looked brownish. And people are starting to think that he had special contact lenses on with a HUD view on them,
so the teleprompter. I wouldn't be surprised, but yeah, when he kept looking at the screen and he'd do that stare, like to impress his point or whatever,
his
eyes went dark.
Yeah, they went dark,
really dark. That was really spooky.
There was this YouTube video of this woman who does body language.
Yeah,
did you see that one?
No.
So she did the whole body language of Biden and Trump. And she, in her analysis, said that it appears that he is listening, that he's listening and waiting for things to say, because otherwise he wouldn't have been making those movements. They don't make any sense in the context of dealing with other people in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does make sense because, you know, he could never get his numbers right. And he's still, even with the earpiece and the teleprompter contacts, he still couldn't get the numbers right.
Well,
I go, well, which one is it, Joe? Yeah. You know, it's like you said 19,000 and then 19 million, and like, and what are you even talking about? I couldn't follow him. I don't know, but maybe somebody else could. But
I thought it was interesting because everything that he was saying was all the stuff that the past, you know, candidates have said.
Yeah,
that we know never actually comes true, never actually happens.
Yeah.
And Trump was basically stating facts.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, so, you know, from my perspective, I look at that and I'm looking to see who won or not. It was clearly Trump. I didn't care about the arguing. I mean, that's how Trump approaches things.
Yeah.
Right. He was stating facts and what he knows to be true and what his administration has done. And Biden was just like throwing out sugary pablum and trying to keep his base intact.
Yeah. That's what it looked like to me, too. Yeah. And, you know, to me, I want to make it clear, like, I'm neither Republican nor a Democrat. I'm mainly an observer, but I'm really looking at where this country is going and what's necessary to divert, you know, the train wreck that's around the corner if we go the other way. And it's, you know, a lot of people are getting pissed off at me because I say stuff and I just said, well, you know, A, we have to get rid of the deep state. You know, Biden is the deep state. B, he looked like a puppet there. It wasn't even him. He was being fed all the information, and he didn't do a very good job of choreographing it anyway. You could tell. And C, you know, he can't even say law and order.
Right.
And with what's going on, where things are going, and there's two things I really wanted to talk about. One is that this whole the big money, the globalists, the big money is behind take down America. They have to take down America to have their total world domination. And all the other countries are begging us, don't fall, don't fall for this. I mean, I'm getting emails, texts, everything, people from other countries saying, don't give up your guns. Don't fall for this. Don't, we're depending on you to hold the line, you know? And so, you know, I'm looking at that and looking at the alignment with universal law, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, which are divinely inspired doctrines, versus where the left want to take us. And, you know, this whole program of going into anarchy and take down America and totally, they don't have, what happens after that? That's right. Okay. You're going to take down America. You're going to do all these things. What happens? What's the end goal? What happens after that?
We know what that is.
Socialism.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be,
it's going to be
brother.
Worse. It's going to be socialism, which always ends up, in tyranny and genocide, basically.
Yeah. I mean, we were looking at the whole COVID thing, COVID-19 coming out of China as a bioengineered weapon. I mean, we saw this with remote viewing. And the reason why they released it is to try to get that one world government in place.
Yeah.
You know, total control over everything. And the Communist Chinese Party is the model for the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we get.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you know, all these guys, the head of Pfizer, all these people are saying the second wave is bull, you know.
Right.
And he said, without a doubt, it's over. Pandemic's over. You know, you need to open up the economy. And you know, I was looking at the numbers, and now with the new figures, I think it's like you have a 99.96 point something percent.
Right.
I'm not even getting it versus dying for it. It's
right.
Just like,
yeah,
it's so minuscule. It's not even a flu. It's not even close to a flu. It's right. Not. Yeah.
But you, on the other side, because we had looked at, I still don't want it just because it's a bioengineered weapon.
Yeah.
Because we were looking at because there's got to be intended long-term ramifications of it.
Yeah.
Right. And so we looked at that with remote viewing, and we get a host of just nasty stuff that degenerates a human being over the years.
Yeah.
And causes them not to be able to reproduce in some instances, as well as degenerates the brain. Babies,
in the vaccine as well.
In the vaccine as well. Like they're part
it's
of the
all
same
in there.
Thing. So for me, it's like, wow, man. I mean, masks don't do anything unless everybody's wearing these big, you know, gas masks. It's not going to do anything.
Well, a virus is a level 4 event to block a virus. And you got to have like that full hazmat suit.
Right.
No air coming in at all. And
everybody has to wear one.
Yeah. And everybody has to wear one. And so now this is a kicker, and this is going to just nail it home. The CDC, all these guys are saying, hey, masks don't work blocking the smoke from the fires. You know, all the experts are saying, hey, masks will not block the smoke from the fires.
Yeah.
So don't depend on them. Well, the problem is that the smoke is 1,000 times larger than a virus.
Right.
So right there, I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out the masks don't work.
Right.
And they trap all the stuff you're expelling, you know, all the toxins you're expelling. And it creates a beautiful petri dish for you to keep putting on over and over again. You know, and then your oxygen levels go down in 4 minutes. They go down to critical levels.
Right.
And then your body starts going into all kinds of flight or fight and all these other problems. And that creates serious problems as well. So oxygen deprivation has serious consequences as well. Too much CO2. So, you know, a lot of these countries are doing the right thing. And the states right now, I think Florida is in Ohio, Idaho. I'm not sure. All these states have said no more masks. We're done with it.
Oh, really? I haven't been paying much attention.
I think about 4 or 5 states now have just said, forget it.
Well, the one thing, I mean, masks are one of the most studied medical devices out there, right?
Yeah.
Because they have to know exactly what masks do what. So it's all open source information. You can find data on every single mask and what it's going to do and not going to do. But I think people, for the most part, have been so used to taking information from one source, one authority figure, and they just follow what that person says instead of actually going out and figuring it out for themselves.
And every time you post this data, and this is accepted data, you know, by the CDC, by everybody, you know, you post this data, you get the fact checkers come after you.
Oh,
and they
right.
say, that's false. That's wrong. Well, no, it's not. It's the CDC's numbers, you
right,
know?
Right.
And you know, I can go on and on with this, but, you know, right now the numbers are so low, it's insanity to wear a mask. That the problems that's creating, the lockdowns, everything else, that the problems it's having on the human psyche, on business, on everything, it makes no sense whatsoever to continue other than they have another agenda.
Right. Well, I mean, I think this is, we're at the end of an age.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, turn this, if people are getting annoyed with you about this stuff, really the politics side mm-hmm. of it, it's actually a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
This whole thing is the end of an age, mm-hmm. right? You think about what we're in right now. We are moving, trying to move out of darkness that has covered this planet by waking up. And that's what this whole thing is. That's what the whole thing is about. So you have these beings, these people trying to take control of every single individual on Earth. Yeah. I mean, this is like a huge battle.
It is.
Right?
It's a multidimensional battle going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is, we're in, I feel like we're in a transition point into a new age.
Yeah.
You know, maybe back to the golden age. You know, you think about, the ancient golden age, right?
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
was like coming from Greek mythology.
Yeah.
You know, and how our whole society went through four ages, and we're supposedly in the last of that last age, yeah. right? And so at the last of that age is when it has to transition back to the golden age. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen?
There's going to be a lot of Aquarius, everybody right. has a, but I always say there's going to be some chaos, because the energy that's coming in is yeah. pushing everything up for people to look at. And so we're all, it's not just the shadow side out there and the dark hearts doing their thing. Our own shadow side is coming up yeah. as well. And I know a lot of people right now are hanging on so hard that need to be right.
Yeah.
The ego. Know? And the need to be right, and their ego is going, you have to defend this, and you have to defend this belief or this, you know, and it's trying so hard. And you're going, what if you just let go of that? What
if you let go
of that, and you let go of the need to be right?
Yeah.
The need to defend yourself, that's all coming. What if that all just went away? What would happen, you know? And what happens, everybody, we'd have peace again.
Right. I mean, you find out that there's actually nothing there.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing, you know, like with remote viewing. In order to be a good remote viewer, you have to let go of your ideas about what you're remote viewing,
yeah.
right? It's the same thing with a spiritual practice. In order to know who you are and what this is, you got to let go of your ideas about what it is.
Exactly. You know, and I've seen people just really hanging on. And, you know, I wrote my newsletter. I just told people this newsletter is not for the socially engineered. You know, it's not yeah. for the critical thinking and research impaired people, you know.
Right.
And, you know, this isn't for the useful idiots. Oh, God, everybody freaked out, you know, when I said that, you know. So you're not spiritual. You just made a judgment, you know. And I said, no, I'm trying to explain to them they're being used. They're being played.
Right.
A big psyops game, and the people are being played on and they're pulling your strings. They're going, okay, environmentalists, we're going to get the environmentalists.
Right. They'll yeah. even create grassroots groups to pull strings. They'll yeah. create their own, right?
Yeah. And the next wave, we're going to go after this group and this group and this
right.
group. You know, I wanted to talk about that too. People kept asking me, like, what did Trump mean when he said things are going to start cooling down? And basically,
so he was saying it was going to be a hot summer. I remember that, right?
Yeah.
And then now he's saying things are going to cool down.
Well, and they're asking about global warming, you know, and climate change.
Got it. Yeah.
And what he's talking about is the raw data.
Right.
Now there's two. There's the adjusted data that the global elite and the people that want to get all the carbon credits and all that money is going to go into the elite.
Mm-hmm.
It's not helping the planet at all. It's going to make a few people very, very right. wealthy.
That's what it's engineered
and
for.
They're going to control all business, everything through this system. And it's a big control thing. And that's why Trump left. But the raw data shows everything cooling down. And if you spend a lot of time in nature, like we do, and farming and things like that, you'll notice that we're getting earlier freezes. Mm-hmm. We're getting late freezes. We're losing a lot more of our crops. The weather's pretty crazy. Things are cooling down. At one time, glaciers on that mountain melted and they're totally gone. Mm-hmm. And now they're coming back. You know, get out in nature, you'll see, you know, things are getting a lot chillier right now. And there is climate change. It is changing. That's no doubt.
Well, we had this big project where we were working on some climate science stuff. Yeah. And we were looking at, we weren't looking specifically at global warming issues. We were looking at more issues in the Arctic and mm-hmm. and what is causing these issues. And a lot of what we saw was that it was stuff from space, basically. There were particles from space. Yeah. Not the sun as well, but a lot of that is coming from space. And they don't understand the interaction between those particles, our magnetic field, and our climate.
Yeah.
Right? And we're moving into a phase where I think when the sun pulls back a little bit, it doesn't protect the Earth as much. And these particles start to come in more, which actually causes nucleation in clouds mm-hmm. that creates a cooler planet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the data. So uh-huh. that is what is happening. But that's also what we saw with remote viewing.
Yeah. And that is what they're finding out. And they also, too, I've seen that we're moving through a highly energized place in space we've never been before. And all the planets are going through climate change. They're yeah. all going through it. So, and there, it's not SUVs on Mars that are the moon that are doing this. They do have vehicles on Mars and moon, but they don't burn fossil fuels.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, but the other thing is the, where was I going? Oh, I was looking at the data on that. It's like, I think that 97%+ of the carbon dioxide is natural. It comes from volcanoes and other things. And then you've got something like 0.03% is human. It's negligible, basically, as far as the human footprint versus nature and these other cycles. It's right. negligible.
Well, if they just release free energy to the slaves.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly where I was going to go to. But I think we do need to clean up the planet.
We do need to bring the free energy in.
We do need to stop making all these toxic materials.
This is a life supporting system that includes all these other beings, not just us.
Exactly. You know, so, you know, and that brings me to another thing. And this is a little sore point with me is that they're trying to blame all this stuff on global warming or climate change. And now they're trying to blame it all on Trump.
Well, yeah.
I mean, and I go, seriously?
Yeah.
This is so lame.
It's just unbelievably like, people lame. Who already hate him to hate him more.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm going, come on, guys. I mean, I'm not going to wave the pro-Trump banner or anything else. But, I mean, the guy doesn't deserve half the crap they're throwing at him and all the slander and all the other stuff.
Right. But that's just to get him out. They need him out.
They have to get him out.
Yeah. I know, man. I told you what we saw. Because we look at the election every 4 years to see who's going to win or not, right? And back in 2016, when we looked at who was going to win that election, so we look at the emotional state of each candidate mm-hmm. at the moment they realize whether they won or lost, right? So we have Trump, who's really happy, and we have Hillary Clinton, who is screaming, cursing, angry, and some of the viewers described her as being behind bars, which was really interesting.
Yeah.
So that was different than other data that we had.
I think that's coming pretty shortly from what I just heard. That's
very well
right around the corner.
So every time we looked at it in the past with past elections, the loser wasn't so upset. Not like what we saw Hillary Clinton as.
Uh-uh.
They were not so upset. It was like language like, well, it's just business as usual. No problem. We're still making money kind of situation.
Well, the thing is by them losing and by, you know, kind of getting his people in the Supreme Court and getting control back over the agencies and things like that, they're screwed. I mean, that's why they're so freaking out because they know that it's, you know, the bar bill is going to be paid, you know.
Right. And, yeah. Absolutely.
It's just a matter of time.
He's not part of that system. He's a wild card.
Yeah. You know, I always said that. I said, okay, now here's 101 critical thinking, common sense. The lamestream news is owned by these corporate elite that want to take down America. They're doing all they can to twist and manipulate and everything mm-hmm. to take him down. You know, the whole system, the Democratic Party is more aligned with these, the deep state, which is aligned with the global elite, and they want total control and domination. And that's pretty clear. I'm not saying all of them, you know, there are some good Democrats out there, but as a whole, the party, that's where it's going. And you look at that and you're just going, okay, why do all these people hate him? Why do they want to get rid of him and everything else? I mean, this is a no-brainer. And then people go, well, he's part of the, he's part of the club. No, he's not part of the club. That's why they want to get rid of him, because he's not part of the club.
Right.
And I know he's working very closely with some major generals and high level people.
We don't actually know what club he's part of.
Yeah. I think he's part of a club, but it's not the club.
Right. So we're like
club
focused, like super into this battle that's going on. But yeah, you know what happens later.
And so when we go now, this is really off the wall for people, but these people that have joined the Dark Heart Club, let's call them that, some of them aren't even human anymore. Their body was human, and they're occupied by something else. And you can see their eyes go black, and I mean, it's spooky.
Yeah.
And I've seen some of them start poking people and doing stuff to people, and all of a sudden the people just go bonkers, and they just did an energetic hit on them, you know? Yeah. And people go, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah. You know?
And that's that entity coming through them and nailing people. But, you know, I've seen a lot of that stuff, and I've seen their eyes go black and everything else. And there's quite a few, I could name them, but I don't want to, but we all know who the group is, and they are soulless. Okay. Well, that was weird. It looks like we got bounced off the air. As soon as we talk about the black eyes or Hollywood or the music industry or anything of that nature, we get bumped, you know. But anyway, I want to go back over that. And I don't know, I want to get your take on that too, is what I've seen is that these people with the black eyes, where their eyes go dark and things like that, they've made some agreement, whether it was through a ritual or it was through some other, just their lust for power and wealth, whatever, they somehow made an agreement. And they're not connected anymore to spirit, their soul and spirit. They're trapped in the ego and whatever other entities are jumping in to help them, you know. And it's like, I see their guys go black, and a lot of leaders, Hollywood, music, industry, everything, they have that same look, and they just, and some of them just, the off switch goes on, and they just stand there like, who am I? What just happened?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I'd love to get your take on that, if you've looked into some of that.
See, that's a tricky subject when you're remote viewing, because like when we look at things, since the remote viewers are kept blind, they go full tilt into it. Like they go full on to figure everything out. And when there's dark entities that are involved, it's like the viewers
hijack
get,
them.
The viewers get like reamed by them.
Oh yeah.
So it's not often that we view that stuff.
Just here. Remember what happened here?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what just happened right before this show. We did clearings a while ago, and I came down here and I went, oh my God, you know, and the door pushed open.
Yeah.
And we're going, who's here? There's nobody here. And John went out into the next room, checked it out. And we have a punching bag, a workout bag. It's swinging.
It's swinging.
It's moving. And we're going, what the heck? And the whole place is on lockdown. There's no way to get in here. It's locked. You have to go out from the outside because we don't want interruptions. And definitely we're getting interference.
Yeah, there was nobody upstairs. It's all locked. Nobody is in here. So.
And so I had to sit down and do a clearing and cleared it all out again so everything would go well. But, you know, they are very good at, I don't know if it's the grays or the reptilians or the AI or whatever else, but they sure mess up your broadcasts and they create other little havoc around, make you sick or ill or you know, space you out so you can't finish your thought, you know.
And
like you're saying, the remote viewers, when they go wide open on this stuff, that stuff jumps in and starts throwing monkey wrenches in there. And I always tell people when they're doing any spiritual work whatsoever, do clearings first, you know, create sacred space, you know, and then do the work, because there's always things waiting to jump in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen it in friends even, where their eyes flash black. and then something changes with them. But then it's gone. Right. They come at you, right?
Yeah.
And then it's gone. Then it goes. And you're like, what the heck happened?
We just call it barking. You know, they flash black and all of a sudden they go, da, 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 and they just come at you and say really hurtful or cruel things.
Yeah.
And they'll jump through friends and family and everything to totally hijack you, to take you off your course, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't allow that. And, you know, even these debates, we do all these clarions, say, okay, we want the highest, we want this to come out to the highest and best good, so the truth can come out without all the interference. And there's a lot of interference.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just multidimensional. You know, there's a lot of interference coming from these other guys that are physical puppets. They have their hands on the controls and are setting this all up. But, you know, that's sad, the debates. It was like Wallace and Biden versus Trump. And everybody saw it. I go, am I the only guy seeing this?
Yeah, I know.
You know, clear. And you could tell he was reading. He was either had, they were telling them. And you could tell they kept saying, no, no, 19,000. No, no, 19 million. No.
Yeah.
And he kept getting it wrong anyway. And I was like, no, no. And he kept changing in step, you know. So you're going, yeah, he's getting.
You know, I thought it was interesting, too, when
he's
Trump
getting information coming.
When Trump was talking about his, Biden's son receiving money from a mayor in Russia.
Yeah.
And Biden brought his other son, said, Bo was a million, you know, I don't know, something about Bo. And Trump was like, I'm not talking about him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. we're talking about Hunter, you know.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it was pretty
interesting. It's like he couldn't track.
I guess that's all up right now. And they just had the Comey hearings too. And Comey just couldn't remember anything all of a sudden.
Oh yeah, right.
I don't remember that. Yeah. That wasn't my purview. You know, what, I don't know. They have these catch, you know, that's the way out. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't, that's all they say.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah. You know?
Well, I mean, like this all, literally all of this stuff right now comes down to how we as humans have to create our future. Like how we craft our future, because at this point we are literally sitting here with most people are scales over their eyes. They can't see anything. All they do is go to one source to get that information.
Yeah.
They don't know. People don't know how to get information themselves.
Exactly.
And they've taken advantage of that and dumbed people down. So they can't do that.
Like no matter where you're getting your information from, we need to develop a thing called your BS meter. It's your inner sensitivity training. And you go, that doesn't feel right. No, that feels right. This doesn't feel right. Yeah. You have to really develop that and go by it, because no matter where you're in, first of all, if it's coming from CNN or these guys, you know, you might as well just throw that out the window. You know, that's going to be biased. It has an agenda behind it. And then you're not going to get much truth out of that. But no matter where you're getting your information from, you know, you've got to really go, it either feels right or it doesn't. Or it's a percentage, you know, that's about 80% right, but 20%. Right.
Well, you can do it like with a friend, like you can sit there and the friend will just make up a bunch of lies and truths about themselves or anything. And you feel inside your body what it feels like when they make that statement, and it'll be different.
Yeah.
Truth from lie is going to be different. So you can practice that. That's the BS meter.
You know, and right now it's crazy. I have so many people coming up to me and trying to get me involved in this project or that project or anything else. And right now I've just pretty much written off Hollywood. I mean, we have all these producers come up here. We're going to make you famous and we're going to put you in the map and we're going to do this and that. All we need is your soul.
Yeah, no. You know? I'd actually be interested to know how many people that watch this, you probably say it in chat, or in comments, how many people that watch this actually watch TV?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably
it's like most of the people that I come in contact with are people that follow me, follow you, that find us through the internet, and they've never even seen me on TV.
Exactly.
You know, a person who watches TV is basically just like, they're mind numbed. They probably wouldn't even think to go research somebody they see on TV.
It's really funny programming because the old History Channel and all those guys, they have me on all the time.
Yeah.
And ancient, you know, they had me on about UFOs then and now, hotspots and UFOs.
Your
persona in the Bible.
Non grata now.
Yeah. And now I'm totally persona non grata.
Yeah.
I know too much and they don't want that out there, you know, so.
That was not a good situation when we did the ancient aliens.
Yeah.
I got to say, that was not cool. That was not cool.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And we called them out. We knew they were going to do it. We called them out on it and they still did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just told them, you know, this is an insult to my intelligence. And you're wasting my time. But they still did it anyway. But, and the latest thing is this TikTok, this fuzzy TikTok thing, you know, or Tic Tac, not Tic Tac.
Oh, the Tic Tac.
Yeah, the fuzzy Tic Tac. And they're, oh, this is the best. This is the greatest. And they got all these UFO planned opposition guys going, look at this. And then they have the debunkers coming out and going, it's all, you know, and everything else. And we're going, you guys, I mean, we have very clear photographs, footage, 200 witnesses on the ground, pre-knowledge of when the ships are going to come. We've done it redundantly. You, Peter Slatter, and I have all done that redundantly. Yeah. And we're the most overlooked or censored group on the planet, you know?
You come out here, you literally come out here, you could just sit in a lawn chair and watch lights on the mountain form and then fly off.
Yeah.
Or you can watch things flying over in the sky. I mean, it's like,
and treetop
level. It's always happening.
You know, so we've had below treetop level, these things flying through. And it's all on film. You know, where is it? How come you haven't seen it? You ever wonder about that?
Okay, this is the one thing that I always wonder about. Like, there are probably really super clear UFO videos and photographs that are out there, but nobody believes them because they're made to think that every UFO photograph has to be blurry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if one was super clear, everybody would just go, no, it's fake because they're supposed to be blurry.
Yeah. And Peter Slattery, well, sometimes when they're shifting from other dimensions, they're fuzzy, but boy, he's getting some stuff.
He got an amazing.
That is so amazing. Yeah. And not just one, but he's like a magnet for getting the most incredible UFO footage. And I tried to get him into these major UFO events, like the International UFO Congress and contacted all these ones. I've done everything for years trying to get him in there, and they will not bring him out. And they go, well, we have to bring him out from Australia. I go, no, he's here. I'll bring him out.
Yeah.
You know, and no, they always come up with reasons why not. And so, you know, this, and the thing that they hate most about it is a very spiritual thing. And now I'm really on the S list because I've been talking about Trump and the deep state and Q and how we need to clean all this mess up and everything.
And mainstream doesn't want that.
They do not want that. So
I'm starting to get blacklisted.
Yeah. They don't want the truth. They don't want the evidence.
Right.
They don't want the 200 witnesses on the ground.
This is going to change soon though.
Yeah.
This is absolutely going to change soon.
They don't want to know who's on the ship, their cultures, their history.
Right.
Are they our ancient ancestors? You know, they just have the question, well, of course they're ancient ancestors. Earth's been colonized several times, you know?
Right.
We have all that information.
Mammals colonized. They move from planet to planet and colonize.
And we have the elders, the elders talking about the interactions with them. And you know, the stories, I had Hawaiian elders on the thing. I've had Native American elders. I've had the Aboriginal elders, you know, all coming on and talking about this in the history. And where is that?
Right.
You'll have the pictures and the pyramid and that's about it. You know,
it comes from the Brookings report, you know, in the 1960s when NASA funded the Brookings think tank to do a report on what if they found aliens on Earth.
Oh yeah.
You know, or what do we do with the aliens that we did find on Earth, basically, or ancient civilizations on other planets.
Yeah.
Basically, they came to the conclusion that you got to keep it, controlled and under wraps because of potential culture shock. So that's exactly what all policies based off of. All of them. But even before that, like the Smithsonian Institution, for instance, decreed that no researchers should be looking at things that might be connected to lost tribes.
Yeah.
Right? Lost tribes, that would be ancient races here on Earth. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you want to get funding, you want to have a job,
yeah,
control you with money. You know, that's what this Earth is about right now.
It is. And I mean, the controlled narrative is so obvious right now because they've got everybody focused on this fuzzy Tic Tac. I was calling it Tic Tac.
Oh, they are, right.
Everybody's focused on that and they're all fighting over, is it real? Is it a drone? Is it?
Yeah.
That's where everybody's attention at. Meanwhile, these ships are freaking right over our heads. Right. We know the beings, we're meeting with them, we're connecting to them. They're giving us all this incredible wisdom and about the future, everything.
Right. And we know that argument's fake on that side. We know that they're just creating a fake argument for people.
Exactly.
They want to catch them.
Yeah.
They don't want them coming out here.
Yeah. We go come out. And so we always say, come out and see for yourself.
Yeah.
Have your own experience. I mean, we just took a photograph. There's a couple here, and they asked me if I'd sit in for a photograph. I said, yeah, sure. You know, so I'm sitting there with them, and they take a photograph, and this vortex opened up, and this bright purple object appears right over my head, you know, right behind me.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the Josai, you know, right. That's these 11th or I'm not remember their length or 11th dimensional beings that are planetary protectors that are coming in right now. Why aren't they covering this? You know, why this information, the multidimensional or the spiritual aspect of it. And here's a no-brainer. Basically, if you're extremely old, let's say if you're a very old race or whatever else, you're going to be very spiritually and technologically advanced, or you would have done yourself in. Your technology would have taken you out. So these beings are extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings. They're multidimensional. They're coming in. And because this is outside of their box and outside of their ability to experience and document or whatever else, they can't put it in a test tube. They just dismiss it all together.
Right. Well, we don't have the tools to measure, right? I guess.
We do. Everybody has it. You just have to develop it.
It's your body.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the interesting thing to me, too, is that we are taught to disregard anything in our body, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even remote viewing, it all begins in the body at first.
Yeah.
Right? But we just live in this weird little box right here behind our eyes, constantly thinking.
Yeah.
The thinking is the interpretation process. It's not what...
Yeah, it's like when the Pleiades come in, my soul starts tingling.
You know, my crown through the body.
Yeah, and you get this bliss hit, this giddy energy, and you're going, yeah. You feel it in your body when they come. And I can tell which group is coming in just by how my body reacts. And then we have the ultimate radar in our brain, basically. It's multidimensional, and we can feel if something's coming in, not just far away, but another dimension. Right. We have that ability.
Yeah, we do.
It hasn't been developed yet. But people go, how do you do that? How can you give the exact time and date and where the ship's coming from? And I said, I go within and I ask, okay, when are you coming? They tell me. Where are you coming from? They tell me.
Right.
And when they show up, I go, boom, it's on. They're here, you know, and cameras come out and they get the shot.
Yeah. That's how we have to shift ourselves.
Yeah.
Because that's also our BS detector.
Yeah.
And that's everything. Like,
and you know, anybody can do this. I mean, I did have a couple near death experiences that did kind of push me over the edge, but I did the work. I mean, I worked with lamas and yogis and master teachers. I learned every process-oriented therapy there was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really got into my own dark side and cleared that up as much as possible. And, you know, that's my bad humor. It's PC incorrect, so get over it. but anyway, you know, we can all do this. This is nothing. I'm not anything special. Everybody can do this. You have to just have the commitment, the desire, and do your time and get the hell out of your chair and your pizza and your beer and your football games and your news. You know,
right.
Just get out in nature.
It's the basis of a spiritual practice to separate from your brain, your thinking brain, and go into a different aspect of yourself. You know, I mean, not that remote viewing is a spiritual practice, but you have to move into your body, into another place, another zone, in order to be able to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
can you imagine,
don't do it in here.
Can you imagine getting up every morning, staring at the sun when it first comes up, when it goes down in the evening, and then at night you pull a lawn chair out and you stare up into the heavens, you know,
right,
into the sky. What does that do to your psyche?
Yeah, right.
You know, how expanded are you going to become?
Right. You know, think about this too. Okay, so we are in a thought construct right now because it took a thought to create this building.
Exactly.
Every single building that we are in perpetuates thought constructs.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that is built comes from a thought.
Exactly.
When you go out, spend time in nature, that didn't come from a thought. So you begin to lose that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, can you imagine living in a city? busy, bustling city. I used to live in New York. I used to live in San Francisco. It's like, no, man, it's terrible. And I find most people in those cities, it's just this constant circular thought. When you get out to places like this in the country, people are outside. They're not in structures all the time.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
It is. It's really different. And, you know, take your shoes off too. I mean, we really need to get reset, you know, get resynced with the earth, because the earth is going through incredible changes. The human resonance has been off the scale right now.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
There's been gamma ray bursts hitting the earth, and all the whole electromagnetic light spectrum right now is off the scale. And we are going through, I would say, more of an electromagnetic energy change than we are climate change. The climate is the byproduct.
It is.
Yeah, of that. We're going through a cosmic change, and it's way beyond. We're just seeing the byproduct here. You know, the increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, the severe weather, the hurricanes, and all that stuff. That's just a byproduct of a much bigger event.
Yeah, there's a huge galactic cycle coming around in a circle right now.
But it's all Trump's fault.
Well, of course. I mean, who else could it?
Trump.
There's no one else to blame for this.
Trump created that cycle.
We need carbon taxes. That's what we need, carbon taxes.
It's like, seriously, guys, come on. You know, like, let's get real. But, you know, unfortunately, there are people that actually do believe that. And they're calling him a climate arsonist, and they're making up all these stories and everything else, you know. Here's what blows my mind, and this is a sore point with me. They caught this one guy. I think he lit 88 fires. He's one of these Antifa guys. Another guy, they let him out, and he lit 6 or 8 more fires. They caught him lighting fires, and he went through the revolving door that the Democrats have created, right back out again, and like 6 to 8 more fires. Everything, these riots, they bust these guys, they go through the revolving door.
And you see,
and these people are murderers. Right. I mean, some of them are murderers, some of them have really harmed people. And this one woman would not say Black Lives Matter. She said All Lives Matter. They shot her and killed her.
Yeah.
Nobody's heard of that.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Nobody, she was totally in the heart saying, look, I love everybody. I'm not going to be a racist. I'm not going to be a racist against all the other races because you want me to.
Yeah.
And they shot her and killed her, you know. And then the police, I mean, they're just doing their job, you know, and they're getting shot. You know, this whole thing is there's no rational thinking behind it. It's all emotions whipped up into a fervor, and there's people that are hitting the emotional buttons and orchestrating this whole thing and paying for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, what do people that are in elite positions do? They think all the time on how they can control, how they can control and expand their power. So all of this stuff, I mean, you know, it's like you go to McDonald's. McDonald's has focus groups. They spend years on marketing, trying to figure out what's going to draw more people in to eat their burgers. What do you think a government does? What do you think people, exactly. I mean, except on a much huger scale that spans hundreds of years. So of course everybody's gaslit and controlled. Of course they are. They don't realize it because it's so subtle. You know, I mean, this has got to end.
It's got to end. And they've hijacked everything, like woke.
We're screwed as a species if it doesn't end.
If it doesn't end, I mean, they hijacked everything. Okay, I'm woke. What does that mean? That means you're socially engineered because you're believing in this new program they're calling woke. You know, you're not enlightened.
Right.
You know, you're following the narrative that they've laid out for you.
Yeah.
And so you hear this all the time. They, you know, the latest ones they're coming out with, they're saying, if you talk about this stuff, you are not enlightened. You know, you are fear porn. They use all this stuff and they say, if you talk about Q or you talk about the deep state or anything else, you know, they're shaming you.
Oh,
that's
a
new thing. They're shaming
you. That's what they typically do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, typically, like, especially with UFO stuff or anything conspiracy related, paranormal, the mainstream news articles. So when something hits a certain level of interest by the population, all these articles come out that start to, they just shame it. They shame you right at the beginning and then tell you what to believe. So you feel bad about yourself. Like, oh, even if you believe it, right? You feel bad about even thinking that there could be something different than what they're telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shaming tactic is huge.
Yeah, and they're you see all these little psyops in these programs. They're trying to go in seriously. And, you know, to me, when you make your own personal connection with Source and you transcend all this PC correct nonsense, that's another program, another control program. And you see beyond all this stuff, you can't be shamed. You can't be controlled. You can't be manipulated anymore. And you just go, seriously? That's like third grade stuff you're trying to pull here.
Exactly.
And so, you know, and I'm always open. I'm always open to, hey, maybe I saw this totally wrong or anything.
But, absolutely.
You know, but
because we're looking for truth, the truth in the situation, not to create a narrative for ourselves that we want to believe in.
But, you know, I always see, I tell people, okay, let's say the anarchists win. Then what?
They're the brown shirts of Nazi Germany.
Yeah. Yeah, Antifa, the flag, is a Nazi flag. Yeah. You know, it's funded by a Nazi sympathizer.
Exactly.
It's, you know, go on and on. But anyway, what's the end? Okay, you've been all riled up in this emotional fervor to take down America, take down the system, everything else. Well, what happens if you're successful? You know?
Yeah, what happens?
Anybody think about that, you know? Where's your food going to come from?
Right.
How are you going to get gas so you can even go anywhere?
Right,
you know,
right.
Is it just going to magically appear? You know, are they going to drop a unicorn on you that's multidimensional or something or what? Or a replicator, you know, those things do exist, but we're not there yet. But, you know, they go in these really poor neighborhoods. People have everything they have invested into business or whatever. And they're people of every color. They destroy it, burn it, wipe them out. And then they say Black Lives Matter.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And a lot of those people were Black that owned those businesses and everything else. So, so anyway, they destroy the neighborhood. All of a sudden they get up in the morning and go, hey, let's go have breakfast. Oh, damn, we burned that place down.
Right.
We burned down the Sherry's or whatever thing, you know, the Wendy's, you know, let's go have like, oh, you can't go drive through Wendy's. We burned that one down.
Not that you should.
Yeah. Let's go to the liquor store.
Some human meat at Wendy's.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to the liquor store. Oh, wait, we can't. Let's go get a drink. Right. We can't do that. That place is gone. You know, it's just like, seriously?
I mean,
and then now the trucks aren't even going into those areas.
A
lot of trucks refuse to deliver to these areas that are under siege, that they're having problems, especially at night. And so now supplies are dwindling. You know, the stores are empty and it's not pretty, you know, so. Anyway, I just think about, okay, let's say they're successful. Let's say the riots spread, the chaos spreads, there's no more law and order, and the whole place is on fire, which kind of is happening right now.
Yeah.
What's the end result? What do you have? What are you going to do after this? If it's successful, you just trashed everything.
Everything. Yeah.
You know what? And that's what we're looking at with this election right now.
Yeah.
It's sad, but you're looking at that. You have one guy, and whether you love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. But his heart's in the right place, and he's going in the right direction. You know, and he loves America, and he's really working on getting rid of this deep state, bringing the power back to the people. And you have another guy that is deep state, and he wants the bedlam and all the chaos to continue. Mm-hmm. And all of his handlers and buddies in chaos, they all want to see this going
right.
on. And it's a no-brainer when you look at that. You go, okay, what if they win? And what happens if they are successful? You better be sure they aren't successful, you know, because where they want to take us is, you know, it's Mad Max, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where they want to go. Thunderdome, you know, it's like.
I know.
And,
yeah.
You know, so, and I'm not saying things are perfect. You know, there is a lot of change. You know, it pisses me off if I get pulled over and have to pay a $200 ticket for going 6 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that has to change, you know, and.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. Like, you know, when you look at California, for instance, I, you know, when I was growing up, it was like, you could do almost whatever. You didn't wear a seatbelt, you know, whatever. I mean, helmets, seatbelts. I mean, it's for safety reasons, but these things, they keep putting in front so that you accept another restriction here, another restriction there, another, so that you get used to it. And I think even the TSA situation, right?
Same thing. Yeah.
Is so you get used to jackbooted thugs, your you know, neighbor being able to frisk you, search you down. And I think that they put these things in front of us so that we accept them, you know, on a societal, across society level.
Yeah.
You know, but it didn't used to be that way.
No. And there's a lot more trust, a lot more freedom.
Right.
A lot less fear.
Right. We're doing it for your own good.
Yeah.
We're protecting you from yourself.
Yeah. It's like, what's that problem reaction solution?
Yeah.
And watch them. We've got to sign off anyway. So it's James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and East Eddie Stargate. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. That's all you need. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to make contact. And as a matter of fact, that actually gets in your way. So anyway, it's through the heart. Good evening. Have a great evening.
Hello, I'm James Gilliland, and we're here at Camp Disclosure. And while I was doing my presentation, we had this amazing event. We had a ship drop down right over this beautiful pond behind us. And we have these four beautiful women here to tell us what they saw.
I'm Christina Lynn, and I'm so blessed that last night I was sitting up on the porch while James was doing his amazing presentation. And he was, of course, showing many pictures from his East Eddie Ranch, and I just had a feeling that maybe we would see something. So I began to look over the pond behind us, up in the sky, and lo and behold, there was a ship that we saw that appeared. I saw it as box-shaped, very angular, with gold lights on it. And it just hovered. I saw it hovering for at least about 4 to 5 minutes. And then it began to make a noise. And as some of our friends called out, it began to move. And I'll now give this over to CL.
Hi.
CL and Christy are doing such a wonderful show here. I mean, such a wonderful event and conference. This disclosure, Camp Disclosure, is wonderful.
Thank you so much. And I'm so delighted to be here and excited to say that I saw my first UFO last night. And we were sitting up on the porch and people called my name and I looked over and lo and behold, there was this very large object. I couldn't see the outline very clearly. I mainly saw the lights, but there was a bright light. And then what I saw another light on the side and then I saw another cluster of lights. And I could make out that the background, the object itself had, was very angular. It wasn't, it didn't look like anything I'd ever seen. And it was silent. And what really captured my attention was that it was hovering. And it wasn't a helicopter. And it wasn't an airplane. And it was right over the lake where we were having this event. And it was so exciting. And so I'll pass it over to Oshana.
Yes, and I had this feeling, I started to get this feeling, like this energetic feeling that was coming over me. And I knew something was going on. And then I looked up too as well. As we all sort of looked up at the same time. I think we all really felt the energy of it. And we all looked up and we all just were like, look. And we were trying to get everyone in the audience to look up as well because we were saying, look up, but no one really heard us. But you know, it was, by the time we saw that or noticed it, it's hard to say if it was there, even for a while longer than that, because it was a good 5 minutes or so that it was, you know, just hovering right there. And yes, it was full of lights, and it was just like they described, angular, and had a cluster of lights on the bottom. And it was, I felt like it was really communicating with us energetically. And then it moved on, and we couldn't see it anymore through the trees. But it was a really spectacular sight. It was very large, right there, like so close to us. It was a sight to see. It really was. Wish we could have photographed it somehow. Shivani.
I'm Shivani Kumara, and I was sitting with these beautiful ladies last night and looked up and... yeah, just like they described, it was just there, it was hovering, and it was just so beautiful and just so synchronistic as James was giving his beautiful presentation to have this beautiful light ship appear. So just so honored and grateful to be here and yeah, just appreciate these experiences that we're able to share about. Honored.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. You know, and that's what this is all about, personal experience. You know, it's not about somebody just telling you what's going on. It's about having your own personal experience. And then it's real. Nobody can take it away from you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
facilitating this for us.
It's great.